Hi everyone, Andrew here from Ski Chatter, and in this brief article and photo capture, we're talking about the difference between angulation and separation. The three photos are very interesting because we can see a racer coming down a giant slalom course in the blue suit, and at the same time we captured a skier outside the course in black, and it's a good comparison to see how dynamic and different the two skiers are. So in figure number one, we can see that. In figure number two, we've drawn a red line on the different angles between the upper and lower body. You can see that in the advanced skier, intermediate skier on the outside of the course in black. You can see that their lower body is at one angle and their upper body is at another angle. This differs extremely with the racer that's very angulated, meaning the angles of their lower body and upper body. Figure three, we can see the red lines on the racer, very angulated body. But we've also illustrated in orange lines the difference between where they're looking and where their upper body is facing. To keep separation, meaning the difference between where our lower body is directed towards and where our upper body is directed towards, is called separation. And in this case, he is intently looking at the next gate, and his feet are turning in one direction and his eyes are looking in another direction. This is excellent. We notice the upper shoulders are starting to turn a little bit, which could cause him to lose a little bit of grip on that outside ski. So just being aware that the line of sight and the direction of the upper body should be going in the same direction to maintain separation and to allow better grip over the outside ski. Hope that helps.